Come in. Oh, you're here. Thank you. Now, close the door and take a seat right here in front of me. I just need to finish writing this email and then I will be with you. Do you know what I've called you in today? No? Well, as you know, I am a very busy woman and I only call people to my office when it's important. So, is there anything you want to tell me? No? There's nothing you want to tell me. Well, I have called you in here because I've noticed some things and frankly, I need to talk to you about your behaviour. I'm afraid it's quite serious. I'm not going to beat around the bush, but I think you have an addiction. A masturbation addiction. A porn addiction. And I'm going to be honest, it's affecting your performance here. What? That can't be you. You know I can see everything you search for on your work computer, right? Everything you view, everything you watch, everything you do. When you work from home, when you work in the office. I've been monitoring you for weeks now. I needed to get all the evidence, all the facts. So, shut up and listen. Now, let's start with talking about your porn addiction, shall we? I've got some of the names of the videos that you've watched right here in front of me. Let's see. They start off quite tame. Redhead fucks herself whilst you watch. Big-breasted MILF teaches stepson how to fuck her. Naughty redhead milks his cock. And British MILF tells you how to stroke your cock. Do any of those sound familiar? No? You're still denying it? Okay, well, let's continue. Anal treatment for submissive guy from a strap-on. Edged and teased with her hands and mouth. Two girls dominate male slave. Made to come in chastity. You're looking nervous. Are you going to admit it? Are you going to admit that you've been watching porn at work? Well, I don't care if you don't admit it. I know this was you. I've got everything here in front of me. And I think you're quite the submissive. Wouldn't you say so too? You like to give up control. You like being told what to do. I've got to say, it all makes sense now. Why you've never had a girlfriend. Why you stay at the office late at night. And why you can't look at all the pretty ladies who work here. You just stare at their shoes, mumbling words at them. They think you're a bit of a creep, honestly. Oh, so you do admit it. I thought you might. Have I told them? No, not yet. And that's the key word. Yet. There are pages and pages of porn titles right here in front of me. I could sit here all day just reading them off, watching you squirm in your seat as I uncover each and every kink that you have. You know you're caught. You know you're trapped. So, I can see what time you clicked, what you searched, and how long you watched it for. And well, let's be honest. It's not just porn, is it? You like to stroke your cock whilst on video calls. I can see that pathetic little hand moving on the screen. You trying to keep a straight face, trying to be subtle. I am honestly surprised that no one else has noticed it. I'm surprised that no one else has called you up on it. Anyway, I was curious. I did some cross-referencing. And do you know what's interesting? The only time you didn't watch porn was when we're in online meetings together. Now, I thought it was just coincidence. I thought maybe you were respectful during those times, seeing as I am your boss. I am your superior. Well, that was until I started to notice the hand. So I set up some experiments and you were my little test subject. Oh, does this feel invasive? Uncomfortable. Good. That is exactly how I want you to feel. So, anyway, my little test. I set up meetings with me there and without me there. Did you wonder why we suddenly had a lot of pointless meetings where nobody seemed to know what they were doing? It was because of you. I wanted to see how far this went. You see, when looking through your porn history, I found some other titles and I'm going to be frank, they interested me. So I wanted to test my theory. Want me to read them to you? You don't. Tough. Mean boss bitch torments male employee. Sexy female boss uses innocent trainee for his dick. Boss fucked me in the arse with her strap on. Do you have a crush on me? Is that what this is? Do you fantasize about me wishing those women were me? What do you say? Nothing? You're going to be silent? Interesting. Well, let's make a deal, shall we? I won't tell anyone about your little addiction, your kinks, if you become my personal little slave, my sex slave, putting a new meaning to the words personal assistant. I'm going to tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. You won't watch porn without my permission. You won't come without my permission. Your only desire would to be worship and to look after my needs. How does that sound? Still being quiet. Well, I already went out and got you some of the things that you'll need. Firstly, a nice little cage for that cock to stop that temptation to stroke it all day and night. I've blocked porn from your computer too, so you won't be able to watch it while at work, and I trust that you won't watch it during your personal life, because, well, I own that too now. So, how does that sound? Are you willing? You know, it doesn't matter if you are or aren't. If you don't, I'm going to tell everyone your dirty little secret. I'll leak all these porn titles and, you know, our online meeting software records everything, don't you? All that video that I've got of you. And it's obvious that you're stroking your cock. I'll leak it all. I thought that would change your mind. You don't want your friends and your colleagues to know what a filthy little pervert you are, do you? Well, get naked. Now. Hurry up, unbutton that shirt. It's nothing I've not seen before. And sweetie, I've seen a lot of cocks before. You're blushing from head to toe. You've not been naked in front of a woman before, have you? Is this your first time? Are you a little virgin? Now, I had always wondered what you'd look like naked. Sure, you're a good employee, but I've always thought there was something different about you. And now I know what it is. You're a submissive little boy. And I like that. I like men who submit to me. I like men who obey to me. It's much easier, don't you think? Now, how's that cock? Is it hard and dripping with pre-cum? Because I know you won't admit it, but you're excited by this, aren't you? You love the idea of being completely owned. Well, I can't wait for you to go soft, so the cage will have to be for another day. But for now, get on your knees. There's a good boy. Now, shuffle under my desk. You'll see there's a little tiny pet bed in there just for you to sit whenever I don't need you, or, well, whenever I do need you. Well, now you're under my desk, let me spread my legs and I'll show you a real pussy. Don't touch it, just look. I bet your mouth is watering, being so close to a real one. Isn't this better than what you see on the screen? Look, let me spread it open with my fingers. Do you see how wet it is? It's dripping. Well, I have got an awful lot of work to do. So, you need to get on with making me come with your tongue. I don't care how long it takes you. That's your task for today. Now, I need to get on with this report. So, start.